The creation story tells us that God rested on the seventh day. Actually, the creation story is not a literal rendition of creation. Rather, it's a poetic story expressing the big picture of creation, of what happened in the process of creation. In days 1 through 6, God creates the universe and the earth and all living creatures. But on day 7, God sits back, God grins and surveys creation. It's like God is resting in the knowledge of a job well done and delights in the creation that has been created. In so doing, God models a reflective practice that's rooted in celebration and delight, taking delight in the beauty of the earth and in all of the creatures and in all things that wander and grow and live upon the earth, as well as all of the universe and the places that we don't know what is even there, because they're way beyond our exploration or beyond the exploration of any other human being. And yet that enjoyment that I think God came and had in that day is delightful. When we think about Sabbath, we move on to Exodus 20, and I'm going to read from the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were given to Moses and to the Israelites as laws by which to order their lives. And the commandment in beginning with verse 8 of chapter 20. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work, you, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. So one of the laws that was given to the Israelites was to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. They were to work for 6 days, but they were to rest on the seventh day and to set it aside as a separate day. Within this commandment, they were reminded of God's rest and delight in creating creation and in enjoying creation that had been created. We then turn to Matthew 22, where a lawyer said to Jesus, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Today we no longer live under the law nor under the penalties of the law. And while the penalties for breaking the Sabbath in the Old Testament times were quite severe, we're no longer bound by those same laws. In Hebrews 4:9, we're reminded that a Sabbath rest still remains for the people of God, and that as we enter the kingdom of God, we find this time of Sabbath rest. It's a place of renewal and of respite, a place and a time where we can be recentered and find our way again. Rather than see the Sabbath law as a law to be obeyed, I like to think of it as a gift of time apart. Some religious institutions today still hold the Sabbath as law. Besides the Jews, there are the Seventh-day Adventists and others who follow that kind of a tradition. As a child, we didn't hold to the law of the Sabbath, but my grandparents actually refused to do anything on the Sabbath that caused another to do work. They did milk the cows and feed the chickens on the Sabbath, so they did that work which was necessary to sustain the lives of those animals that were under their care. But they said it was okay to buy milk for the baby if you were out, but it would be better to plan ahead and have milk on hand. In fact, in general, Sundays were a minimalist days in which many things were closed. Stores were often closed on the Sabbath. things, events kind of set aside that day, knowing that it was a day in which people spent time in church. Today, most people treat Sunday like Saturday. It's just another day in the weekend. Even for those who go to church, the rest of the day often isn't any different. It's rare for stores to be closed on Sunday anymore. Little League games take place on Sunday morning, just as they do any other evening during the week or on a Saturday. Our culture as a whole no longer sets aside the day as a church day and as a day of rest. In that sense, we've lost the idea of Sabbath. We've lost the idea of setting aside a day for rest and for God. Could there be purpose for Sabbath without resurrecting the law of Sabbath? In the books, The Sabbath, Abraham Heschel says that the Sabbath is not a respite from the week so that we can get recharged and go back to work. Instead, he says we should see Sabbath as the goal of the week, the day to which we look forward. And the Sabbath is the culmination of all of our labors. On Sabbath, we can sit back and with satisfaction celebrate and reflect on the good work that has been done during the week. The good work that has been done in concert and in the presence of God as God has joined with us in that work. And that we sit back and celebrate and take time to reflect upon the week before us. The Sabbath, or Shabbat, as it is called in Hebrew, is actually one of the best known and least understood of Jewish observances. People who do not observe Shabbat think of it as a day for the Jews filled with stifling restrictions, or as simply a day of prayer, much more like the Christian Sabbath, only with the idea of the Jewish rituals added in. But to those who observe Shabbat, they say it is a precious gift from God, a day of great joy eagerly awaited for throughout the week, a time to set aside all of our weekday concerns and devote ourselves to higher pursuits. They say that Shabbat is the most important ritual observance in Jerusalem. It is the only ritual observance instituted in the Ten Commandments. I hadn't realized that before. The things you learn when you do a little research. It is also the most important special day, even more important than Yom Kippur. Shabbat is primarily a day of rest and spiritual enrichment. They say on Shabbat, we eat more elaborately and in a more leisurely fashion. On Shabbat, we remember. More than just not forgetting, we remember the purpose of Shabbat. We remember that God took the seventh day to celebrate creation. And we remember our freedom from Egypt, from leaving the slavery, and as no longer being slaves, that we aren't forced to work 7 days, that we are free people, and that we're free to enjoy and celebrate Shabbat. In modern America, we take the 5-day work day week for granted that we forget what a radical concept a day of rest was in ancient times. Actually, the weekly day of rest has no parallel in any other ancient civilization. In ancient times, leisure was for the wealthy and the ruling classes only, never for the serving or laboring classes. The common people didn't get a day off. In addition, the very idea of rest every week was unimaginable. The Greeks thought that the Jews were lazy for having a holiday every seventh day. If for the ancient people of Israel this idea of Sabbath was such a radical concept for a day of rest, what is it that our culture needs today? Not another law or a day of imposed restrictions, but in our 24/7 culture where we never stop, we do need respite. We do need time apart, time to be still and quiet. Not only do we always have our phones with us these days so that we can be reached 24/7 by a phone call, but now we have our email with us as we carry around our smartphones, and we can get email 24/7. I find myself in those quiet times in the middle when I'm waiting for something else that's going to transpire in a little bit, picking up my phone and looking at it, checking Facebook or checking something on the phone, has an email come in, rather than simply being quiet. How many hours per week do we work if we're honest? Our culture says that 40 hours is full time, but many of us put in way more than 40 hours per week. For some, it's even 60 or 80. We believe that the way to get ahead in life is to work harder and smarter. That it's up to me to put the little more elbow grease into life to make it come out as I would hope. The truth is, we live in a driven society. We don't even take our vacations. There was a study that I found online that has found that U.S. workers forfeited $52.4 billion in time off benefits in 2013 alone. We took less vacation time than at any point in the last four decades. American workers turned their backs on a total of 169 million days of paid off time, in effect providing free labor for their employers at an average of $504 per employee, according to the study. We often think that we have to be at work in order to get the work done because nobody else will do it. But the researchers said that actually our productivity is increased by 80% after a vacation. Go on vacation, come back, and you will be 80% more productive. And yet, we give up our vacations. While I don't call for a return to the legalism of the past with rules about what to do and not do on Sabbath, I do think that it would benefit from seeing Sabbath as a gift. That when I have time to center and refocus, I make better decisions. I'm a better person. It's why we're looking at Sabbath as peacemaking. When we're caught up in our driven 24/7 world, we don't do our best work. No wonder we come out fighting. We need to pause and recenter, both individually and as whole communities, as a country, as a people at large. But before we do that on a grand scale, I think it behooves us to pause ourselves. When and where have I gotten caught up in a culture that drives and demands more? How can I make Sabbath a day of celebration and reflection? What do I need to let go of so that I can allow the Sabbath rest? Would it help if I spent a day without something? Maybe TV or email or the computer or work? We could fill in that. What is it that I need to let go of in order to allow Sabbath rest? When have I felt compelled to work extra hours? And was it really necessary to put in that time? Have I taken all the vacation that I was promised? Or do I leave time unspent? When have I taken time to simply enjoy God's creation? Do I ever simply pause and reflect on the good work that's been accomplished this week? Who is important to me in my life? Do I spend time with them? Who am I forgetting to spend time with? Who matters to me that I haven't seen in a long time? It used to be common that people would go visit friends and family for a weekend. We often traveled, and I remember doing that particularly in my younger years as a family and even as a young adult, going to see friends and regularly doing so, every year or two going back to see those friends. But I find that I rarely do that anymore. My excuse is that when I travel to Oregon, I just need to see my family and that takes all my time. But the truth is, I'm not deliberate in thinking about what's important and who is it important that I spend time with. Sabbath is a gift. Will I accept it as a gift? Will I allow that gift to become a respite and a place and time of rest, reflection, and celebration in my life? Will I let it take its full and proper place in my life? Let us wait in open worship as we listen to God and invite God to speak directly to us. If you are prompted to speak during open worship, we want to invite you to share with us as we all desire to hear that which God is saying to all of us. And Erica will bring you the microphone if you raise your hands.